In terms of the B40 study there and looking at bevacizumab in the neoadjuvant setting, you've looked at that in women with inflammatory breast cancer. And then you had a more recent paper that came out in the JCO looking at some of the biologic issues.
The study we did in inflammatory breast cancer was a study giving bevacizumab alone for one cycle and then following that with chemotherapy and bevacizumab. It was a small pilot study. The whole goal was really to see if we could find molecular markers that would predict response to bevacizumab. So we, as I said, treated with bevacizumab alone, and we did biopsies before and after that. And we found that one thing consistently did decrease with treatment, and that was the activated VEGF receptor 2, or KDR. And this is the receptor through which VEGF-A acts to increase angiogenesis. So we found a decrease in activated receptor, and we also found decrease in permeability and flow by MRI. So we did find these changes that occurred with the drug alone. The other things we looked at were interesting, and apoptosis increased also, which was similar to what Jenny Chang has found with Herceptin. So it's interesting that these things were found with a biologic agent alone. Since it was a small pilot study, we didn't find any correlation to response because almost all the patients responded. So that was great for the patients, but there wasn't a big dichotomy there to really look at. I think what needs to be done is the activated receptor and apoptosis need to be looked at in larger studies, and they're going to be. And I know Dennis Slamon is doing a study with TAC, similar kind of study with or without bevacizumab. So hopefully he can also look at that. We looked at a lot of other things that I wouldn't recommend people look at in the future.
I guess the thing from my simplistic view of that that struck me was I thought that the Bev was working on the stroma, and yet it looked from what you were saying like maybe it's working against the tumor cells directly.
Well, I think really the interesting finding is that the VEGF receptor 2 was decreased in the tumor cells, and it was present so much in the tumor cells. Most of the literature when we designed that study, Napo Ferrara had really written a lot of reviews and done a lot of research. Everything was geared towards these receptors and VEGF acting on the endothelial cells. Though a couple of papers had been published showing that they were present on tumor cells, it wasn't really felt to be a big mechanism of action. But I'm more convinced now that it's really the tumor cells that are important. I think stroma is important too, and especially in inflammatory cancer, but that's an aside. I think that the key finding was that it was the actual tumor cells, not the endothelial cells.